If your sex life is dull or non-existent, if you feel like you're going nowhere in your life, like you have no purpose, if you're struggling financially, you're probably not connected to your primal fuck energy as a man. And when you tap into this energy, you start to take control of your life, create the relationships you want, create amazing sex, live life by your own terms.
Do you want to live a high vibe life with radiant energy levels, juicy sexual vitality, and have great success manifesting abundance in your life? Welcome to the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast, where we dive deep into sexual mastery and how to use sexual energy to magnetize your ideal life.
So this has been a huge journey for me, learning to tap into this primal fuck energy. And what that really means, it's really an aspect of masculinity as a man, to really be able to own your leadership, your presence in the world, your ability to penetrate the world, to be embodied, to be grounded, and to be really solid in who you are, to be confident in that and act from that space. And again, this has been quite a journey for me because just growing up in this world, but in my spiritual path, you know, I got really into like new agey practices and yoga and meditation, Qigong, which, you know, I love all these things. You guys know I'm a hardcore Qigong practitioner. I do yoga every day. I meditate every day. In a lot of these circles, there's a lot of feminine qualities. And not to say that that's a bad thing. It's essential that everyone has this healthy connection to yin and yang, to masculine and feminine principles, like being able to connect with your heart, being able to connect with feelings and emotions is important. However, the tendency I see is that this goes too far for a lot of modern men. And I say this having been deep in that myself. I mean, look at my own transformation over the years. Look back on some of my old videos. You can tell I was really held back and timid and, you know, didn't want to displease anybody. And this is the tendency. Being heart-centered is great. But what I found is that this label of, well, I'm heart-centered, was kind of covering up a lot of my people-pleasing patterns. It was a justification for my being over-emotional, you know? And these patterns were killing my sex life. They were killing desire. They were killing the attraction in my relationships, neutralizing polarity, because I just wasn't really being a man. I was being an over-emotional teenage boy who couldn't make decisions and lead the people in my life. So here's the thing. Modern men are shut down. They're stuck in their heads. They're terrified of displeasing others. This is the theme here, this nice guy pattern, this basically childhood conditioning, where you learn to act in a way as to appear very pleasant, agreeable to other people. And what this comes down to is from a deep fear of displeasing anyone. Because, you know, of course, as a young child, displeasing your parents in your mind meant abandonment. They stop feeding you, they kick you out of the house, and you die. That's an exaggeration. It's not really going to happen in a decent family, but we don't know that when we're kids. We're so wide open and we hold these patterns through our whole life. And this continues to affect you to this day. It shows up in relationships as an inability to lead, an inability to make decisions, to set structure, to create a plan for you and your partner, being afraid to clearly state your desires and initiate sex. So what this looks like is being very timid. And again, I was the poster child of this. This was me 100%. I was indecisive. I was like, well, I don't know. What do you want to do? You plan the date. Well, gosh, it's your like to have sex right now. Maybe if I massage her shoulder and make some subtle suggestions, she'll be, you know what I mean? Being very indirect, not being decisive, being very wishy-washy, over-emotional, being moody and nothing's wrong. You know what I mean? I did this and I'm seeing how many men are doing this, and then they're wondering why they have premature ejaculation, why they can't keep a relationship, or why sex completely dries up in their relationships, why they're not going anywhere in life, why their career is not going anywhere. It's because basically you're not connected to your primal sexual energy. You're not connected to your masculinity. It's an instinctual, grounded, embodied quality, this fuck energy, this energy of penetration, baby. It's about taking lead in your life and penetrating the world. And I want to share right here that this is still a journey for me. I don't claim I'm like 100%. This isn't really a thing where like one day, oh, you're just completely over all these old subconscious patterns, 100% new. It's like anything, it's a process. It's a process and requires constant awareness. You know, I want to share a story that happened to me recently that I think really highlights what I'm talking about here. So I think this was a week or two ago. My wife and I, on Wednesday mornings, we scheduled basically to have intimate time first thing in the morning. And it was kind of an off day for me. I didn't get much sleep. I didn't sleep well. I was just feeling very out of it and kind of low energy. But I felt this like, well, okay, you know, it's our intimate time. Like I gotta do it. I gotta bring it. I just felt like I was kind of faking it. I was just kind of like, yeah, everything's good. And we started having sex and these old patterns came up, these old like self-doubts, these like fears of like, uh-oh, is she enjoying this? Am I pleasing her? Am I terrible as a lover? It still happens to me sometimes. And this is one of those days where that pattern showed up. And I noticed instantly there was a shift, like her energy, she felt shut down. And in the past, I used to project and say like, oh, it's just her. She's shut down. I'm perfect. She just needs to do more inner work, which is bullshit. It was my energy. It was my energy. My confidence was gone. My energy was contracting and shrinking. I was getting self-conscious and it was contracting my energy. And without this expansion of my energy field, this yang energy field, she couldn't surrender into her yin because I was pulling her energy in and she didn't feel safe. Her desire was lessening. I could feel it. And I became aware of this. Like, okay, I'm in this old pattern. Very interesting that this showed up right now because it doesn't happen to me a lot these days. But sometimes it still does. Again, I'm human. And because I noticed it, I started to become very conscious, very lucid, and like, okay, I'm stepping back into my center. I'm stepping back into basically me being a creator in this moment. And I have a choice. Do I want to cave into this old pattern of going into self-doubt and like shrinking, or I can expand myself? And this was the moment I shifted into my primal fuck energy. I will say that, you know, my wife likes slightly aggressive behavior during sex in a relatively gentle way. Like, obviously I'm not going to harm her, but like, you know, she likes to feel my strength, I will say, just really gripping her body and holding her in place. And so I started to do that. And instantly it was just like this, ugh. I took my attention out of like, oh, what is she thinking about me? And in some state, you could say it became about myself, but it wasn't really that. It was more just a, who gives a fuck? I want to enjoy this moment. And it felt like I transformed into an animal in a certain sense. I just started, I started roaring like a beast, just really feeling the eroticism. Like, hey, this hot ass woman, I'm having sex with her. This is amazing. I should be like, why am I thinking about shit? Just fucking be right here. And, you know, start making love to her, start just penetrating her with this presence and this assertiveness, and I was no longer in my head. I was no longer thinking. I was completely 100% in my feeling body, in my animal sexual body with heart connection. Of course, I love my partner. I feel deeply, intimately connected with her, but there's also this thick, like nothing could stop me from fucking you right now. And she was loving it. There was just this instant transformation. My arousal increased by like 200% in a very controllable way. Just like the pleasure increased 200%. All of a sudden she was, you know, really into it as well. And basically what I did was I shifted from, uh-oh, what does she think about me? Am I doing this right? Shifted from thinking into just almost like trusting my animal instinctual nature to just be and to just do what I want to do, to just fuck. Of course, there's the nuances of sexual kung fu practice. Like, I'm not just gonna like pound and then ejaculate. We could say that's like a full animalistic expression. So it's a balance of this animalistic instinctual sexual nature, as well as the more refined spiritual presence of, okay, bring this energy up, circulate through the channels, fucking blast my energy field, fill up this room so she has this safe space to go deep into her receptive orgasmic, just completely pleasure, out of mind, out of thought, and just in waves of full pleasure state. So I'm sharing that because, you know, I think it paints the picture of like how this can show up and what it looks like for me to be in that primal fuck energy. And this has been a huge process for me, connecting with this masculine pure presence. And, you know, it's something I really, really started focusing on a couple years ago. In fact, that's why I created my new Sex God program, to really help men step into this, to be masculine leaders in the bedroom and out in the world. Because what you start to see is that this shows up in everywhere else as well. It shows up when your social interactions, it shows up in your career. Like, basically it's about, when you want to do something, you do it. You go for it. You fucking do it. And you don't let anyone stop you. Of course, nothing that violates other people's free will or harms other people. But when you stop giving a shit about what other people think, when you stop worrying about, oh, what are they going to think if I say this? What if I don't want them to see who I really am. This is the pattern, really. This is the pattern that's holding you back. So it's like the modern pattern of, oh, we're so civilized, but so neurotic, so stuck in our heads. So like passively, aggressively trying to manipulate everyone else, getting like bullshit arguments on social media. There's all these stupid things. It's like, what? What does your life come to? You know what I mean? So look at how you penetrate the world, or maybe how you let the world penetrate you. Maybe you let everyone else's opinions, everyone else's suggestions and directions guide your life, which means you are not in control. You are a receptacle to someone else's agenda. You are the yin, passive, receptive person that's allowing other people to drive you around. And of course, there's always a healthy dynamic of yin and yang. But what I see for the most part is that modern men have lost the true yang, the true ability to be leaders, to communicate directly, to state exactly who they are, what they're doing, what they want, what their intentions are, being very direct with your partner about what you want, initiating sex very directly instead of subtle, indirect suggestions. And one last thing I want to say here is that there's an assertiveness to this. There's an aggression to this. It certainly is. And you know what? Women love this. They love to feel the strength, the decisiveness, and the leadership of a man. It's the only way they can feel safe to surrender into their receptive yin nature and really experience potent orgasm, is if they have the space. Basically, they have to feel safe to let go of their survival mode mind. Most of us in the modern world are stuck in this because just, you know, stresses and blah, 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 bullshit programming. We're stressed out about everything, worrying about everything. And when a woman cannot get her mind to shut down, when she feels like she has to fix problems in the moment, she's not going to be able to surrender into her pure feeling nature, which is it's out of mind and completely in embodiment. And as a man, it is your duty to help her feel that everything's taken care of. You've created the container, the time, you've locked the door, no one's coming in, you've got the plan set, everything. You hold your energy with integrity and trust so that she can completely surrender all thought and surrender to you entirely. So it is a burden to carry as a man, but I think it's part of it. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you want? Do you want to be passive, receptive, and have someone else guiding every aspect of your life? Which I can say, if you have that aspect, you're going to have a difficult time attracting a yin receptive woman. Or if you want to be the leader in all areas of your life, you have to accept that there is a burden to that. There's a responsibility to that. And there is work to that. In this generation of instant gratification, social media, porn, conditioned men, that willpower and that discipline is becoming a rare thing. So there it is. But to do it and walk the path is your choice.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast. Make sure you grab my free ejaculation control guide in the description and follow Sexual Kung Fu on Instagram and YouTube.